It's so cold in our room that we can pretend to smoke cigarettes and blow smoke from our mouths. Our noses are always cold in the morning, but the rest of us is warm in our squeaky, pingy beds. The secret is to get up and get dressed quickly. We can stand near the paraffin stove that Mum lights before we have to get out of bed. I always stand too near it and burn myself, especially on the underside of my forearms when I'm pulling on my vest. Sometimes I pull a hair from my head and hold it above the stove and see how near I must bring it to the top before it begins to writhe and shrivel in a strange death dance. Mum buttons us up against the cold. She puts little Bruce on the seat on the back of her bicycle. We trudge through the snow to the nursery, about half a mile away. Each time we say goodbye to her, I wonder if she'll come in the evening to collect us. She always does. So each day begins with sadness and closes with joy. Sometimes Anita from across the road collects us from the nursery and stays with us till Mum comes home. She's 10 years older than me and goes to the Old Palace Girls' School. We are usually the last two to be brought home, and in the evening before the other mums collect the children, we eat a quarter of a slice of bread and margarine with either a single date or a piece of cubed cheese, or sometimes a single slice of cold boiled beetroot, which makes our lips red like lipstick. It has a strange sweet taste, but not sweet like jam, which Bruce loves, and not savoury like cheese that I love, and I don't think I like it very much, but at least I don't throw up.